ESU men's hockey team hosts Bowling Green this weekend. The Falcons assistant coach Ty Eigner with us via the Paul Budding Communications hotline. Ty, thanks for your time. We appreciate it tonight.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
You guys beat Bemidji State twice earlier this season. Have you guys changed at all since then?
I don't know that we've changed. I think, you know, in the beginning of the season when Bemidji came down to us, I think both teams were trying to figure out who they were in terms of the rest of the year, because it was fairly early. And as you remember, Bemidji's early schedule was brutal. You know, you guys had played some very, very good teams in conference and non-conference. So we were saying, well, geez, look at who they played. This is going to be a good team coming in. And we, I don't recall what our record was offhand, but at the time we were trying to figure out who we were. You know, we had a bunch of young kids trying to figure out where they fit in the lineup. We had our goaltender situation was in the process of you know, three guys trying to figure out who was going to play. And so I don't think we had a clear identity of who we were in terms of where we're going to be this year. And I remember I looked back today on some of the stats of the series, and I remember it being a series that could have gone either way for sure.
Well, you guys split last weekend at home with Lake State. Do you feel like you let one get away?
Absolutely. Yeah, we felt like Friday night we didn't come out the way we needed to come out in a big home series against a team that's playing good hockey right now. And, you know, when you're at home, and that Friday should be the day of any of the two, you come out swinging. And we didn't feel like that was the case. Lake State came out and did a nice job early, and we were on our heels to start the first period there Friday night.
Ty, did you like the pushback then that you saw on Saturday?
Yeah, that's happened 2 weeks in a row. You know, we went up to Tech on the week prior and had a 3-0 lead 2-0 lead, I think, going into the third period, or had two different leads anyway on Friday night, and ended up not winning that game, lost that game 4-3, and then came back and got the win on Saturday in a tough place, as you know, to play Houghton, Michigan. And so obviously when you come back and play, and then our Friday, our two first periods this past week, it couldn't have been any different. You know, Friday night, I don't believe we registered a shot on goal until after the 10-minute mark of the first period, and then Saturday and Friday, I think we had 19 shots on goal in the first period, so it was a completely different start for our team.
Ty, I'm sure the Beavers want a little revenge from earlier in the year. How is, as a coach, do you prepare your team for that?
Well, I think what you try to do, Brian, is control the things that you can control. Our head coach, Chris Bergeron, talks about that all the time. As a staff, we talk about worry about today, forget about yesterday, and you can't think about tomorrow because it's not going to help today. So focus on today. So we need, first and foremost, we need to have, you know, two and a half good practices, and then get on the bus Wednesday night. Then we'll practice Thursday and Friday in Bemidji. So good preparation leading up to the trip. And then, I think you're looking at a Bemidji team that, you know, went into last weekend disappointed in the results they got up in Sault Ste. Marie. And then, you know, to come out of the tournament they just played in with the champion trophy is certainly a feather in their cap. And so we feel like we're going into a team that's in a race, and it's got to feel like, you know, if they can keep playing the way they played last weekend, they're going to be pushing to get a home ice playoff spot. So we feel like we've got to come and bring our best. And, you know, I think it sounds cliche, and, you know, you hear when you read things online and you listen to other coaches, press conferences and things, you know, every league says, you know, night in and night out, you know, it's a battle in our league and all that kind of stuff. But I think you can say that, and you know, the WCHA is proving to be a tough league to win in, and I think college hockey in general is that. You know, I think everybody assumed that, you know, maybe the Gophers were going to come out of the gate this year and pretty much do what they wanted with everybody, and that hasn't been the case for them. So I think there's a lot of parity in college hockey, and if you don't come to the rink ready to play the way you need to play as a team, or whatever it is your team needs to do to be successful, that other team's got a chance to beat you for sure.
Ty, one of the reasons that I wanted to talk with you tonight is your ties to Brainerd as a high school coach there. Your Bowling Green team has a couple of Brainerd kids. Bemidji State has Jordan Heller this year. Dylan Eichstedt's coming in next year. Mike Bitzer's from Moorhead. Roseau kid's coming in next year, too. Northern Minnesota hockey is very well represented in this series. First off, do you even know all of the details on what Brainerd is doing this weekend here?
I don't. I do know that the folks from Bemidji State have been very accommodating. I think somebody, you know, once the ball got rolling with somebody saying, hey, let's go up and watch, you know, Mitch and Matt play, and I think it just kind of snowballed, and I believe they've got, you know, a couple, three, four buses full of people coming up, and that should certainly add to the atmosphere and it's what's already a fun building to play in. And I think it's great for both programs, you know, obviously with the history that I personally have in the Brainerd Lakes area, was very easy to recruit Mitch and Matt in terms of we knew who they were as kids. I'm not saying it was easy to recruit them. I'm just saying that the relationship had already started. And then I know, you know, Bemidji's got, you know, obviously Reed and then like I said, coming next year and Heller. And they've, you know, so it's a nice thing that they've got going there. And, you know, we've got Chris Polkamp coming, who's another Brainerd kid. So for the next few years, there'll be a lot of Crow Wing County, Northern Lakes area type kids playing in this series, which is, I think it's great for the area because, you know, I know how hard the, you know, when from my days at Brainerd High School, I know how hard we work to get kids to on to the next level, and I think they're doing the same, and I see Bemidji's having a really good year up in Bemidji this year, and actually I know they play Thursday night at home, so I'm hoping to sneak over there and watch them play Thursday night.
Do you still recruit in Minnesota?
I do. I'm gonna head out of here tomorrow morning. It's my brother coaches high school hockey there, so he and I talk frequently about high school hockey and players on his team, players on other teams, and I still talk to, I've got relationships with a lot of guys that I was fortunate enough to coach with and coach against in Minnesota. So anytime I can get back there to watch hockey, I certainly enjoy doing it.
Ty, do you think the caliber of hockey in northern Minnesota is where it used to be?
I don't know. I think it ebbs and flows, and I've been reading the articles online on Minnesota hockey and trying to follow Let's Play Hockey, and I try to keep tabs on what's going on in the state. And I think what you're seeing now, I don't know that. I remember when I first got to Brainerd, there were a bunch of really, really good hockey teams in the northern half of the state. There were three or four good teams in the Duluth area. I think of Cloquet and East, and Marshall was just coming onto the scene. And I know, you know, then you went over to the Iron Range, and Greenway was really good, and Hibbing was really good, and Rapids was really good. So the range teams, Virginia, with Niskanen and that group, they came down to the state tournament in St. Paul. And then you had what was going on in northwestern Minnesota with Moorhead and Roseau and Worrell. Those were all really good teams. We went up and played Lake of the Woods team that was really, really good. And I remember Roseau was highly ranked my first or second year at Brainerd. And Wilmer had a really good team and knocked them off. So Wilmer was good. And both the St. Clouds were really good. And so there was a bunch of good hockey being played north of St. Cloud and north. And I try to follow, and I don't know that I'm qualified to comment on whether it's as good as it was, but I know, I mean, I remember some of those teams had 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 guys going Division One. You know, I can think back to that Moorhead team that finished second to Centennial that year, all the Division One and NHL players they had, and then you had Oshie and his crew coming out of War Road, and obviously Roseau had a bunch of really good teams going through. So I don't know if it's changed. I think it's, you know, a little bit, you know, the northern half of the state may not be as represented in terms of depth, but I know there's still good players, and I think they've had some defections. I know the kids have, you know, the one kid left War Road and went major junior, and, you know, that kind of stuff I think is a little different than, you know, when I first got up to Brainerd, and, you know, I talked to my brother a lot about what's going on in the Twin Cities. You know, he happens to have a really good team. But I think, you know, for various reasons, you know, I remember we're, as a coaching association, we used to fight the fight of trying to keep kids in Minnesota and not go to the USHL and play, and maybe not go to Ann Arbor. And now you've got the Western League in the mix. So there's a bunch of different factors, and I found it really interesting to read, you know, the Minnesota Hockey article and Let's Play Hockey article, and kind of get some of the banter back and forth and the pros and cons. And I think Minnesota's always going to have quality players. I look at the kid, you know, the kid from Benilde, I think is it Spencer Noss, having a really, really good year for UConn. And you know, none of us in this part of the country or west of Bowling Green, I'm sure he was recruited, but, you know, UConn stepped up and took a chance on him. And as a true freshman, he's playing really well for them. And the Snugger kid from Eden Prairie is doing a nice job for Omaha. And so I believe in the way that the development system is that they have in place in Minnesota, and I think you can always make it better, but I think it ebbs and flows, and I'm still proud of my time there and proud to, you know, call Minnesota home, and I'll never stop recruiting there. I just need more kids from Minnesota to listen.
You've been all over the country, as you said. Does anything rival the Minnesota High School Hockey Tournament?
I think when you say rival, Brian, I think you have to look at it big picture, because in terms of the entire experience, I have to say no. You know, if the best high school team went and played, you know, a team in the USHL, we're talking about apples and oranges, but when you're talking about the overall experience from growing up and starting hockey in your community and playing squirt hockey and playing peewee hockey and playing bantam hockey and ultimately, you know, achieving the goal of playing on your high school team with the same guys you go to school with and you've grown up with your entire life, that's a pretty unique environment. And you know, as you know, part of my job and a bulk of my job is to travel around, you know, North America, and I see the different models and you see the different ways kids have to go about it. And you know, from an experience standpoint of being able to go through that system with your buddies. And I think that, you know, again, I've always told people I believe hockey's a sport where, you know, people talk about the cost and how expensive a sport it is. And I believe it is it's not the cheapest sport in the world to play. But I've always said to people, you know, hockey's as expensive a sport as you want to make it. You know, and if you're a Minnesota kid and you choose to play in the fall and then you choose to play AAA in the spring and you choose to play all summer, that's a decision you're making. I think there's, you know, it's been proven there's a bunch of kids that come out of Minnesota that aren't full-time year-round hockey players. And so I think it's a wonderful system. I know in my conversations with folks within USA Hockey, you know, the Minnesota system's one that still people look to say, geez, if we could ever, you know, model that, or if we could somehow get closer to what they're doing there, a lot of people are real envious of what's going on in Minnesota. So, you know, and then I think the other part of that too, Brian, is that, you know, everything, everywhere is different. You know, I look at the time and energy, you know, parents put into the hockey, you know, in our part of the country here in the Ohio, Michigan area. You know, it's a AAA based system, and, you know, kids are playing 60, 70 games a year, and mom and dad are making significant financial contributions and time commitments to cart them all around and stuff. So it's difficult. I think the people in Minnesota are very fortunate to have the system they have, and I know that I certainly enjoyed being a part of it as a player and being a part of it as a coach, and I think it's a wonderful system. Now, is it perfect? By all means, no. I think one of the good things that Minnesota hockey does is they continue to evaluate what they're doing. I think they've got a lot of good people involved, and I think if you're looking at your model and you like what you see, and your numbers are continuing to sustain in terms of participation, and then, you know, are you changing with the times? Are you adapting to what's going on in other places? Because we don't have all the answers. You know, we've got a lot of answers, but I don't think we have all of them there.
Ty, good stuff. Good perspective that the three of us certainly don't have. Safe travels. We'll see you here this weekend.
Okay, Brian, you have a good one, and we'll see you on Friday.